CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. I am Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director for CyberWorks Incorporated, and your host today. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions, learning management systems, and custom online training development for corporations, governments, and nonprofits. Today, we welcome back Guy Wallace, a certified performance technologist and the president of Epic Incorporated and a vice president of curriculum architecture for a major national bank located in North Carolina. We will discuss his ebook, T&D Systems View.
Let's begin our interview with Guy Wallace, president of Epic Incorporated. Good afternoon, Guy. It's great to have you back with us today. How have you been?
Very well, thank you. It's great to be back.
Guy, for some people who may be listening to the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series for the first time, why don't you tell us about yourself and what you do?
Sure. I've been in the instructional design profession since 1979. Starting at Wicks Lumber in Saginaw, Michigan as a program developer for 2 years. And then I moved to the Chicago suburbs and was at Motorola as a training project supervisor for another 2 years. In 1982, I joined a consulting firm where I became a partner and I was the practice leader for instructional systems design, which included doing the analysis, design, and development of blended instructional content, and we also did my specialty, curriculum architecture design. I was also involved in the redesign of several of my clients' internal instructional systems design processes to help them embrace some of the methods that my firm used and that they were considering best practices and wanted to incorporate into their own world. I did that kind of work as a consultant in three firms for 26 years, and then earlier this year in 2008, I joined a bank as the vice president of curriculum architecture.
Okay, that sounds great. So you've wrote an e-book called T&D Systems View, and so what was your motivation for writing that book? Obviously, it's about training and development, right?
Yes. My intent was to share what I and about a half dozen clients had been learning in real-world projects over a 20-year span. In fact, an early version of the model that's used in the book and on the cover was used in an ISPI presentation back in the late 1980s.
Okay. So what audience does the T&D Systems View ebook serve?
It's really for managers of a learning or training or knowledge management function, management from top to bottom. It gives them a shared visual model and a shared mental model for use, first as an assessment tool and then later as a design tool in that it can help you document some of your design criteria before developing your organizational processes and systems, et cetera.
Okay, yep, that makes sense. You know, Guy, can you tell me what are the three most important concepts that you'd like our readers to take away from this ebook?
Sure. First, that managing a learning or a training or a knowledge management function from a systems and process perspective is entirely possible. Two, that after reviewing your specific situation through the process lens that the book provides, you should adapt the model and the tools in the book to match your real world before you do any real application for analysis and design purposes. Three, the book, T&D Systems View, provides both, again, an analytic tool and a design tool and is intended to marry the two efforts together.
Okay. Hey, that sounds great. I know you have to go, so thanks for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Guy's T&D Systems View ebook and the accompanying podcast series can be downloaded for free on his website, www.epic.biz. Thanks for listening today to our podcast with Guy Wallace about his T&D Systems View ebook on the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. Have a great day.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.